6. Social ministry. Here in Rome also occurred that touching incident in which the creator of a universe spent several hours restoring a lost child to his anxious mother. This little boy had wandered away from his home, and Jesus found him crying in distress. He and Ganon were on their way to the libraries, but they devoted themselves to getting the child back home. Ganon never forgot Jesus' comment. "You know, Ganon, most human beings are like the lost child. They spend much of their time crying in fear and suffering and sorrow when, in very truth, they are but a short distance from safety and security, even as this child was only a little way from home. And all those who know the way of truth and enjoy the assurance of knowing God should esteem it a privilege, not a duty, to offer guidance to their fellows in their efforts to find the satisfactions of living." Did we not supremely enjoy this ministry of restoring the child to his mother? So do those who lead men to God experience the supreme satisfaction of human service. And from that day forward, for the remainder of his natural life, Ganon was continually on the lookout for lost children whom he might restore to their homes. There was the widow with 5 children whose husband had been accidentally killed. Jesus told Ganon about the loss of his own father by an accident, and they went repeatedly to comfort this mother and her children, while Ganon sought money from his father to provide food and clothing. They did not cease their efforts until they had found a position for the eldest boy so that he could help in the care of the family. That night, as Ganon listened to the recital of these experiences, he said to Jesus, "Good-naturedly, I propose to make a scholar or a businessman of my son. And now you start out to make a philosopher or philanthropist of him." And Jesus smilingly replied, "Perhaps we will make him all 4. Then can he enjoy a 4-fold satisfaction in life as his ear for the recognition of human melody will be able to recognize 4 tones instead of 1. Then said Ganon, "I perceive that you really are a philosopher. You must write a book for future generations." And Jesus replied, "Not a book. My mission is to live a life in this generation and for all generations." But he stopped, saying to Ganon, "My son, it is time to retire."